Let me say something to you again. We're in the street today to stop the killing, to promote peace. The brothers, the Muslims, we've come down not to take over anything, but to wake you up and bring you out of killing each other. We're not only killing each other with guns, we're killing each other with our iniquitous behaviors. Most of us, when we get a certain age and have girlfriends, we have pleasure without responsibility. You know what I'm talking about. Sexing the girlfriends. It's all right. And if she get pregnant, you find somewhere to hide. Most of the time, in your immaturity, you begin to deny the child. He ain't mine. My man over there was over there with her last week. She used to go with so-and-so, too. That's how you do. Defiling the victim. Because you don't swell up, she does. You can say you didn't do anything, but she can't say she didn't do anything. Sooner or later, the truth come out. She did something. Then you call them skeezers, hoes, and bees. She can be none of those things without you. Is that right? You make her what she is because you accompany her weak behavior. This is why the messenger said there's no such thing as a no good woman. Only one who have been made no good by a no good man. Now you know that's the truth. You can defile the little sister. Go home, take a shower, go to the barbershop, get a nice haircut, shine your shoes, and walk down the street, and all of a sudden he looks like a nice young man. Am I lying? You know that's right. She can't do that. You can. But today is payday. The Quran says you have to pay for everything that you do. The Muslims come up. We present you with truth, first. Then we present you with the law of truth, second. What do you think comes behind that? Somebody has to enforce the law. You say, well, we can't judge. No, we can't judge. But when it's time to enforce the law, God will enforce the law through men. We're saying that there's a time coming when you have to stop killing, stop raping, stop abusing women, stop abusing children. We're not going to sit and look at you and say, we'll wait until God handles you. God is going to handle you through us. You understand what I'm saying? And you should build yourself into that kind of thinking yourself and come and join us to straighten up your people. God will never clean up a people until they make a stand to clean up themselves. So we have to become an army of doctors and teachers. What I mean is to teach you how to eat to live. Huh? We have to do that. This is why we teach all of you. Why? You have peers, you have brothers and sisters your age that will listen to you. You don't have to say nothing different than what I'm saying. But they may not listen to me because first thing they go down in the hood, they say, well, he's an old head. You know, that's the old head. So they don't want to hear from the old head. Well, if we put the old head in the young head, they'll listen to you. And you'll say the same thing. You agree that somebody needs to respect your mother, don't you? Is that right? Nod your head if you know. You see? Talk back to me. And remember that the girlfriend that you abuse is going to be or is somebody's mother. She's as good as the one that cooked oatmeal for you this morning or the morning before. You don't see it like that because she's not your mother. She's only 14, she's only 15, and she's only 17. But she's somebody's mother someday. And she has a nature of mother in her from her female birth. The woman is the most sacred human being that God put on this earth. I'm telling you like it is. So sacred is she to God. that he put his workshop in her. Anytime he wants to heal a city, heal a people, or change the condition of a world, he puts the answer in her womb, in the form of a human being. First, he takes her into himself and changes the rhythm of her thinking, cleans her up from foot to head, and physically and spiritually he goes into her heart, into her mind, and makes her the type of human being he needs to bring forth a perfect and pure boy. Do you see what I'm saying? He did that with a woman who carried Farrakhan. He caused a circumstance in her life that she would make what you see today.